This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Amsterdam today, a controversial Dutch filmmaker was shot and stabbed to death on the street. He died at the scene of the attack. A suspect was captured in a nearby park after exchanging gunfire with police. Though no motive has been confirmed, the victim, Theo van Gogh, had received numerous death threats following the release of his film, Submission. That film was very critical of the treatment of women in Islamic culture. The 47-year-old filmmaker, Theo van Gogh, is named for his great-great-grandfather, the brother of the 19th-century painter Vincent van Gogh. Pero de Jong is a reporter for Radio Netherlands, and he joins us now for more on this story. Pero, what more can you tell us about this attack, and do investigators believe at this point that it was a revenge killing?
Well, the only thing that is really known so far is that the man who was arrested, and who police say is the killer, has dual nationality, Dutch and Moroccan, which does seem to confirm the nightmare scenario that this indeed was in revenge for either the film or one of Theo van Gogh's many attacks on Islam.
There were eyewitnesses. What did they see? What did they say?
They saw a man in a traditional Moroccan djellaba cycle up to Theo van Gogh in the street, shoot him several times, and then when Theo van Gogh tried to get away, go over to him, stab him, apparently. And there are reports that a note, a pamphlet, was left pinned literally with a knife to the chest of Theo van Gogh. Also, there are reports that his throat was cut by the attacker.
The filmmaker directed an 11-minute short called Submission. It was shown on Dutch television in August. Can you tell us a little bit more about that film and its surrounding controversy?
The most controversial element probably was the visual element. It showed the body of a Muslim woman wearing a chador or a veil, but the veil was sort of transparent, so you could see her naked body underneath. And there were excerpts from the Quran, Quranic verses, written on the body, which basically dealt with the various punishments for women in the Quran.
What was the response to that film when it was shown on television?
Well, there was a dual response. A lot of people thought that this was very courageous, but of course there were very negative, angry reactions from extremist Muslims who, it seems, then sent death threats to both Theo van Gogh and the other person, a woman politician involved in the making of the film.
2 years ago, a controversial Dutch politician, Pim Fortuyn, was shot down in the streets, and Fortuyn was very outspoken in terms of his views against immigration. And immediately following his death, there was a fear that there might be a backlash against the Muslim community. In that case, it turned out that Fortuyn's killer was not Muslim. But are there similar fears today?
There certainly are. Muslim leaders in the Netherlands have expressed those fears and reminded people that even though the worst didn't happen after the killing of Pim Fortuyn, the mosques were burnt down, and they're very much afraid that a similar reaction, only more so, will of course take place now. It's also worth noting that Theo van Gogh was a friend of Pim Fortuyn and also somebody who has always maintained that the death of Pim Fortuyn was some kind of conspiracy, that it wasn't just a sole individual, and he had just finished making a film about the murder of Pim Fortuyn.
What has been the reaction throughout Amsterdam to this, a killing on a crowded street?
The reaction has been not to have a quiet parade through the streets of Amsterdam, which is what people did after the killing of Pim Fortuyn, but quite the opposite, to make as much noise as they can, drums, pots and pans, to just show that they're angry, saying that politics has failed to do anything, failed to see the dangers, and that's what they've been expressing.
Pero, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Pero de Jong is a reporter for Radio Netherlands. He was speaking to us about Theo van Gogh, who was shot today in the streets of Amsterdam.